Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. For every small business, staying competitive and innovative is important to success. Because they often have very limited resources, small businesses have to be intentional about the tools they use. Storing your files on a local hard drive alone is fast becoming a thing of the past. The massive pandemic-driven shift to remote work has kicked the evolution towards the cloud-first IT structure into high gear. According to a Foundry 2022 cloud computing research, 69% of companies have accelerated their cloud migration over the past 12 months. The study also found the percentage of companies with most or all IT structures in the cloud is expected to leap from 41% today to 63% in the next 18 months. Cloud computing may not be the most talked about aspect of running a business, but as you can see, it's one of the most widely used. It may be time for your company to pick one of the available cloud services best for your company and join the cloud. Some business owners still have reservations and questions about small business cloud solutions. Questions like, how secure will the files be? How costly is the process? Many of these concerns are unfounded, however, and cloud services should be a priority for any small business. But first, for those who are not familiar with the cloud, let's start with a few basics. What is cloud computing? Cloud computing is an off-site computer resource or group of resources that are easily accessed via the Internet in an on-demand capacity. With cloud computing, you no longer need to use your own computers and servers for storing files. Cloud services offer a way to offload those functions to dedicated servers at cloud computing companies' data centers. These off-site servers are physical servers, and they perform the same function as your own computers or servers. They're just owned, managed, and maintained by another company at another location. They allow you to perform the same tasks as an in-house server, including storing and serving data, hosting apps, email and web hosting, and security services. Now the question comes to your mind, what is cloud computing used for? The phrase cloud computing is a blanket term for different types of cloud services, such as cloud storage. These services store and back up your files for regular access. Files can also be shared and synced across devices. Cloud backup. Cloud backup is designed to serve as protection against experiences like server crash, cyber attack, or other data loss. Software as a service, SaaS, S-A-A-S. SaaS solutions use the web to provide a service. Examples of SaaS applications include Office 365, Google Apps, QuickBooks Online, and Salesforce. SaaS solutions may also be called platform as a service. Cloud hosting. These solutions facilitate multiple types of information sharing, such as email services, application hosting, web-based phone systems, and data storage. In other words, including web hosting and file storage, a cloud solution can handle numerous business-related tasks. If you use any of the available cloud services for small business, and chances are good that you do, then you already realize some of the perks. Here are some benefits of cloud services. 1. Data security. Data loss is a major concern for businesses today. There is no shortage of threats to the modern company. Threats such as accidental deletion, to malicious attempts by outsiders to steal information or hold data for ransom. Today's business relies greatly on data and keeping it safe. It makes sense then for small businesses to outsource their data and processes to a more secure location than an in-house server. So now you're asking yourself, this may be a larger risk, but you should know the cloud providers are well-versed in security details like authentication, encryption, and permissions. You can choose who accesses what data, and the provider can work with you to manage and safeguard your data. 2. Potential cost reduction. If you value outright ownership of your assets, you may see the monthly cost as one of the disadvantages of cloud computing. But do you know what it costs to buy, store, and maintain your own servers? What about the rooms that house them? The teams needed to keep them operational day in and day out. Every hardware component, from cabling to a ventilation unit, has a price tag. So do the software, upgrades, and licenses. Cloud business solutions already cover the high cost of storing and hosting data. It makes more fiscal sense to outsource this and save on what is otherwise a significant and ongoing investment. Free efficiency. Without the need to keep additional IT staff on the payroll to maintain your service, you'll have less to manage from an HR perspective. Training and development demands decrease as well. In addition to having a more streamlined approach to your data, you'll have fewer personnel issues related to server upkeep. 4. Scalability. What if you need to expand your operations to accommodate a new client next week, tomorrow? Most commercial cloud service providers are ready and able to scale your data and resource needs, today if necessary. They know the cost and resources you need. They can help you determine the right plan to keep everything moving through your growth period. Plus, if you need to scale down, or your growth is seasonal or temporary, you can easily downgrade as well. 5 is mobility. Even as some remote teams make their way back to the office following the COVID-19 pandemic, the appeal of remote work won't go away. The ability to access the right data anywhere and everywhere is the sign of an agile business. Cloud-based apps can keep your offices connected to the communication systems you use between employees, clients, customer service, and suppliers. Many companies are making and developing mobile solutions to not only serve their teams, but to sell to their customers too. The cloud-based server for small business has made it easier to build, test, and deploy apps and mobile solutions that keep your brand at the top of mind. 6 is disaster recovery. What happens when you lose power, data, or confidential customer information? Most cloud providers have instituted multiple redundancies to make sure there's a copy of what you need so you can quickly access it in an emergency. Even if you choose to keep your own backups, cloud computing services provide additional assurances and may help you remain compliant in your industry. 7 is a competitive advantage. More than 90% of companies use at least one aspect of cloud computing. Many, though, haven't made the switch to using it for more and more of their proprietary needs. Those early adopters have an advantage in accessing newer technology and an improved workflow. If nothing else, you can use that saved money and time to put towards other priorities, such as research and development, marketing, or staffing. This may be all you need to overtake your biggest competitor in a crowded market. 8. Quality control. Your first instinct may be to think of the cons of cloud computing services and how they can offer limited control. In reality, they can equip you with the ability to keep your eye on your data and who uses it. Cloud providers let you filter permissions on an individual level, and they offer reporting tools to ensure confidentiality. 9. Insights. Reporting isn't just useful for seeing what your teams are doing. It can help you track everything from sales trends to resource waste. You can store, analyze, and mine all data sent back and forth from your cloud provider to your machines. This data mining approach isn't new, but some of the AI tools used to make the data more useful are, and it's becoming more innovative all the time. 10. Increased collaboration. The cloud was created with collaboration in mind, since some of the very first tools were made for remote teams to share data. As more tasks move to the cloud, your employees have new and better ways to collaborate, whether they're sitting in the same office or chatting across the globe. This allows for real-time connections from anywhere and at any time. 11. Automatic software updates. How many times have you delayed updating your Microsoft or Linux operating systems? These updates may seem like an inconvenience, but they're necessary for efficiency and security. Cloud-based services automatically update and maintain their tools for your use. Often there is little or no interruption to your daily workflow. Updates take place across the entire system at once, so a single instance won't compromise your infrastructure. And 12, sustainability. Whether your mission statement is to do more for the planet or you're looking for ways to reduce your energy bill, cloud computing can support your principles without making grand changes at the company level. By empowering remote teams, you can reduce transportation-related waste and the amount of physical products you use daily. So, as you can see, cloud computing helps small businesses operate cost-efficiently, more effectively, and easily by allowing remote access. You're probably wondering, how do cloud services store their data, and how secure are they? Certainly, the security of your business files is of predominant importance. If you choose a service whose storage model doesn't align with the size of your business and its needs, cloud services could potentially pose a security risk. Cloud services store their data and host services in three common ways: public, private, and hybrid cloud. Let's explore each of them. Public cloud service is built on an external platform run and managed by an outside provider who specializes in cloud services. Users get their own cloud within a shared infrastructure. The security and maintenance of your cloud system is taken care of by the cloud provider who offers systems resources. More importantly, a public cloud system is a great opportunity for organizations to have flexibility, cost reduction, and the latest technology. Private cloud service is built using your hardware and software. This is ideal for businesses that want exclusive access, more flexibility, and greater control over their cloud. Your private cloud is managed by your own internal IT team or a managed service provider, an MSP. Of course, understand this would be a more expensive option compared to the public cloud. And then there's the hybrid cloud service. This is a combination of both the public and private cloud. The organization's own IT team manages the more sensitive information, such as customer files, in-house. The less sensitive information is stored off-site with a third party. It's important to choose the cloud storage service that's right for your business. Just make sure that it aligns with the size and needs of your business. What is the cost of cloud computing services? The cost depends on the type of cloud service you need. Keep in mind, the cost of cloud computing varies quite a bit from service to service. As an example, Dropbox is a cloud storage and file sharing service and starts with a free account. But if you need advanced features, paid plans start at $20 per user per month. Pricing also depends on the industry. In addition, pricing is also calculated by the number of users and how you will launch and distribute the software across the company. And finally, it depends on the type of technical support options you decide on. What are the drawbacks of cloud computing? While cloud technology is no doubt the future for many businesses, there are some risks you should understand before migrating. A few common risks you'll want to consider include: migration can be time-consuming. Migrating to a new technology requires a time investment, and cloud technologies are no different. The software as a service model, or SaaS, that I mentioned earlier may allow you to slowly upgrade over time, but the more extensive cloud technology, like IBM, may require longer periods of investment since they use their own engineers. Plus, the move to cloud computing requires the learning of new technology that may be unfamiliar to your employee. You could encounter some resistance. A potential loss of existing data. Not all software plays well together. Unfortunately, when adopting a cloud technology system, there's always the chance your old data cannot be easily imported. This could mean a gap in data or manually having to input old data. Prepare yourself for the possibility that your existing data could be lost or no longer easily accessible. A potential change in data architecture. Even if you can move your old data over, it may not look the way you're expecting. Each cloud technology has its own methodology in storing, filtering, and accessing data. The hierarchy used might be different, which could mean your old data needs to be resorted or recategorized, or, not ideal, re-entered to match the new data architecture. A decrease in data control using a third party. There's no way around it. Transitioning to cloud computing means handing your data over to a third party. And the way it's controlled might no longer be up to you. Instead of accessing the data through your server, your assets and systems will now be controlled by the cloud provider, limiting your access to controlling your own data. Loss of visibility. Along with decreasing the control you have over your data, your IT team's visibility into how your data is stored and accessed may also be reduced. The trade-off when turning to a cloud storage company is that a third party is now managing the hosting of these systems. As a result, you lose some visibility into your own operations. For instance, you may not be able to resolve technical issues or problems with your firewall any longer, thus leaving your cloud provider to tackle these issues. New data stored in the cloud can be lost. While data is considered more secure in the cloud, that doesn't mean it can never be lost. The third-party company could accidentally delete your data or migrate it without backing it up, causing you to lose valuable information, programs, or upgrades. This part of the process is almost entirely out of your control. Technical assistance is outsourced. Suppose your company or any of your workers experiences technical issues with your cloud provider. In that case, you'll typically be required to reach out to a customer assistance line via chat, phone, or email. Depending on your service level and the cloud provider you've chosen, responses to technical issues could take days, slowing down your business productivity. The popularity of cloud providers for small business has immensely increased over the last couple of years. However, there is a lack of standard methodology for evaluating cloud service providers. The fact that cloud service providers are unique can make choosing the correct one for your small company quite tricky. I'm sure we'll see more consumer-friendly for small businesses in the coming years. But there's still a risk you might come across a flop in your search for the perfect provider. There are some qualities to look for that will help you spot a great cloud provider. 1. A reliable data center. When you outsource to a cloud provider, you will essentially rely on their servers in their data center. It's crucial to ensure your provider's data center has physical and environmental controls that monitor and alert security traps, redundancies, and staffing. That helps to keep the environment operational and secure. When it comes to cloud security, you want to know exactly what your security goals are, what measures each provider offers, and the kind of mechanism they use to keep your data and applications safe. Security has proven to be a key priority in cloud computing. However, it's crucial to ask specific and extensive questions about your particular use cases, industry, and legal needs, among other issues you might have. It may all seem a bit overwhelming. However, you must understand this is an essential aspect of operating in the cloud. 2. A strong and confident team. Technology is only as good as the people who create it. Therefore, as you choose a cloud provider, you must ensure that the company behind your cloud is deserving of your trust. Check through their client list to see whether the company is well known. Ask if they've worked with organizations similar to yours before. If there haven't been any significant security incidents, we can say that they might be a trustworthy business in general. On top of that, you should consider the support the team will offer you. If you need help quickly, will they be able to offer it? Some cloud providers only offer support through a phone call center or chat service. That may or may not be acceptable to you. Therefore, it's crucial to find a cloud provider who caters to your needs. So before choosing a cloud service, you must inquire about the level of support and the type of support they will provide. And 3, catastrophe recovery capabilities. Complete disaster recovery capabilities are critical. Backups are essential, but they aren't enough on their own. In the case of internet, power, or hardware problems, your cloud should have automatic failovers. An automatic failover is a resource that allows a systems administrator to automatically switch data handling to a standby system in the event of the system compromise. Automatic describes the failover process. By definition, most failover processes are programmed to operate automatically. Your data should be live replicated to a backup site. That way, your environment is protected if your original data center is destroyed. See how the provider reacts when you ask them the what-if question. That way, you can tell if their cloud services are reliable or not. And 4, data security policies in writing and a roadmap for future security initiatives. The cloud provider should document their malware protection, permissions, patching policies and procedures, incident reporting, and response policy. In addition to that, the cloud provider should share the documentation with you. When it comes to technology, contentment and laxity are very dangerous things. Hackers are advancing their methods every day, and so should your cloud provider. The cloud provider must have a systematic forward movement. The roadmap could involve migrating to a much better data center, implementing two-factor authentication, data loss prevention, or even access-based enumeration. Access-based enumeration hides files and folders that users do not have permission to access. And 5, cloud architecture compatibility. Consider how the architecture of the selected cloud provider can be seamlessly integrated into your business workflow today and in the future. On top of that, when making your decision, you should consider the available cloud storage designs. Does the cloud design and the many types of storage meet the company's diverse needs when it comes to storage architecture? However, you must keep in mind that cloud providers all have different forms of archive storage, so it helps to know the variations between each cloud provider. Each service provides options for regular storage and accessing data versus infrequently retrieving data, what they call hot and cool storage. While cool storage is typically less expensive, it comes with a wide range of limitations. How does data stay safe in the cloud? Finding the right vendors and implementing a technology that focuses on both identity verification and data encryption is what cloud safety is all about. Before you sign up for services provided by a cloud computing vendor, start by asking these 10 security questions. 1. Who can see my information? 2. Is my data located at multiple data centers in different locations so it is protected from regional attacks? 3. What redundancies do you have in place to protect my data? 4. What specific measures do you take to encrypt my data? 5. How do you manage encryption keys? 6. What happens and how will you restore my data if there's a crash or cyber attack? 7. What security certifications do you have? 8. Are you compliant with the most current security protocols? 9. What can go wrong during implementation? And 10. Are you a reseller? If so, who is responsible for service and support? Cloud computing is the future of business. There are many benefits to using cloud computing. It enables you to access your files wherever you are, you can manage whom they're shared with, and multiple users can edit them. And, thanks to the prevalence of hybrid cloud solutions, you can enjoy the benefits even if you use on-site solutions. By moving what you can to the cloud and keeping what you must on-site, you get the best of both worlds and keep up with your peers. Whichever option you choose, full or hybrid, it's worth investigating how these benefits can contribute to an exceptional return on investment for your business. Cloud computing is poised to do more for your company with less expense, especially compared to building and hosting everything on your own servers. All the same, as you choose your cloud provider, make sure you ask all the tough questions. Trust your gut. Also, keep in mind that a great cloud provider for small business owners should be able to customize its service to fit their business needs. As I said, cloud technology is clearly the future of the business place, and as this technology continues to evolve, the benefits it offers are sure to expand as well. If you would like more information about this show or any other Score Business Point show, I may be reached at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. Also, if there's any business topic you'd like to hear discussed on the show, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, feel free to let me know at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.